Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we're celebrating the memorial of St. Paulinus. He was a contemporary of St. Augustine and St. Jerome and a few others. He was a statesman and he wasn't baptized till later in life. He was a good man. Married a Christian wife, and it was a time before they finally had a child, but it died shortly after birth, a week or two later, and they decided to both take a vow of chastity, and his wife had property in Spain and a state, and they gave many of their possessions to the poor. Were very generous, and in turn the people loved them very much, and they even went to the bishop to make Paulinus a priest, and this was very rare occasion, because he wasn't even a deacon at that time. But and I guess they did that in the hopes of keeping him around, but he had already made a decision to move, and they went to Italy, where he had property, and he ran into more opposition in Italy from his friends and his relatives, but that didn't deter him. He still gave many of his possessions to the poor. And he lived in a two-story house, and in the first floor, he let poor people stay there. And I actually gave them, helped them out financially too. So that charity of his that was mentioned in the opening prayer, we can learn from. And he took this morning's gospel to heart, not to store up for yourselves treasures here on earth, where moth and rust destroy, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. And many people today, their driving force in life, you know, they choose either riches or fame. That's where their heart lies. And our Lord says that if your eyes are bad, your body will be in darkness. And if your light is darkness, how deep the darkness will be. Many people are in darkness these days. They're spiritually blind. So, just as St. Paulinus was concerned for the poor, the physically poor and needy, we too must not neglect them, but we also need to not neglect the spiritually poor, the spiritually blind, and the spiritually needy.